Kurt Odelson has gone above and beyond, keeping us up to date on what has happened in Dalton, the village that endured the reign of the person she identifies herself as, super mayor, Tiffany Henyard. They've moved on. Jason House is now the mayor. Shortly after that, they find out that the Pope was born and raised in Dalton and his house was available. And of course, that just started, it opened a whole can of worms. Bert Odelson has been through it with us all. He's been through it on his own. He's the village attorney of Dalton. You said you were going to get the house, Bert, and you did, right?
Yes, ma'am. We have approved it at our special meeting, and the loan documents are being transferred back and forth, and we should close on this on Tuesday morning. That's the plan right now.
Wow, that's amazing. And what did you pay for it?
Can't reveal that yet. I got to get through the closing. I have a non-disclosure with the seller because it's still in the auction house. So until it's closed, it's
Bert.
It was a decent price. It was a price. Sorry, Steve. It's not about the price. It's about what Dalton's going to do with it and how we're going to preserve it. That's what it's about. It's for prosperity. It's forever.
Yeah. It's going to be public knowledge anyway, right? Unless you put it in a trust and we can't see. Won't it be public when you close on Tuesday?
It'll be public. Oh, yeah. It'll be public next week. Absolutely.
What do you envision, or what does Dalton envision doing? Will it be a tourist stop? Will it be, will people go inside? Or what are you going to do with it?
That's a really good question. Well, it's a people stop now. We've had to put a squad car out. We have a squad car out there 24/7 because of the volume of traffic coming down the street, getting out, blocking the street, on the grass, looking at the house, taking pictures. So it's going to cost the municipality to patrol the area to make sure the house is secure and to redo the street, clean up the neighborhood. There's a lot to do. But there's a lot of different steps and a lot of different things we've researched that makes it a very exciting project. And all you have to do is Google Pope John's house, Pope Francis's house, Pope Benedict's house, to see what other countries have done to the birthplace or the childhood home of a pope. This is the first American pope. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's a great story. It's just a great story. But I would assume there are neighbors there too. And how would they be accommodated? Will they be having to getting to deal with it? Dealing with it, or how does that work?
That's another good question. There are neighbors. There are some properties in the neighborhood that we're moving on to buy and to demolish, because there's some homes that have been abandoned. But there are neighbors who so far have been very, very congenial and accommodating. And our job as a village is to make sure they're safe and their property safe. And we'll see, because we really don't know exactly what is going to happen with the interior of the property, the exterior. We probably will make it an historic site, so it's preserved, and that opens the door for federal and state funds after you declare something an historic site. And if it's typical to the other Pope homes, it will be something that we've never seen in the United States.
Are you doing?
It's never happened.
Lisa, I'm sorry to keep asking questions, but. I'm so sorry, but are you doing it in cooperation or conjunction or consultation with local church leaders?
No, with the Archdiocese. I've been in touch with the bishop, who is second in charge of the Chicago Archdiocese, and they are very interested in giving us guidance and helping us to ensure that the home is preserved in a proper manner. So that it maintains its religious impact. And we have seen that already from the people that come there. They're very respectful, and you can tell that they're in awe And quite frankly, I visited the home, the outside anyway, and I was in awe. The fact that
you said you felt something, like you felt presence or something in the backyard.
Yeah. I mean, this is the most recognizable man in the world. And this is the house. And he wasn't only there for a year or two, like some of the other popes that whose homes have been honored. He was there his whole childhood until he went to high school. So we really have something here, and we hope to preserve it in a very dignified manner. And then, of course, we hope to attract visitors who will eat, dine, drink, and shop in Dalton after we establish places to eat, drink, dine, and shop. So it's a work in progress that will all start really after we close on the house and have the house.
So
okay. So Kristen Reynolds, who is the new CEO of Choose Chicago, one of the highest paid city employees, came here. It's her job to raise revenue through tourism. And she said, it's Chicago's Pope. And of course, we're going to capitalize on it. What are you going to do to protect Dalton when other cities are actually might have a little more weight and a little more sway to make it their tourism destination?
Well, there's only one other city that has made that claim, and that's Chicago. And, of course, that's incorrect. So we will correct them because his parents had the home when he was born, and he stayed there until high school. So it is the only childhood home of Pope Leo. So Chicago will have to be corrected. and we will correct them.
Dalton needs Dalton can use the money, obviously, and no one wants to begrudge you that. And you're developing and restoring. But have you talked as well about keeping a balance between finding a cash cow here and being reverent to, you know, not exploiting it? Right? There's got to be a balance in there somewhere.
Yes, and that's right, and that's why. We immediately reached out to the Archdiocese to get their support and to get their help, because that's exactly what the village wants to do, is to keep it for its value as a historic place, and to keep people who want to see it, allow them the chance to see it, maybe go in it. I don't know. I haven't been in it yet because it's not ours. So we intend to do just that and not cheapen the value of the home, hopefully develop around the home, you know, and hopefully this will be the spur to help Dalton come back to its old prominence, to tell you the truth. And quite and Lisa, let me, and Steve may appreciate this, and he's got a little age. There's a street there that I went by called Lou Boudreau Way. And I asked the mayor, I said, you know who Lou Boudreau was? And this is the mayor. And Jason Binder is all. He said, no, I don't know who Lou Boudreau was.
I know,
Steve. I know. So there are other personalities who have come from Dalton that now we can raise them up, so to speak.
I used to get my Cubs tickets. My dad would get Cubs tickets once a year from Lou Boudreau.
Yeah, well, and you know, he won the World Series with Cleveland and was a great shortstop. So, and born and raised in Dalton.
I got to tell you, I had guests visiting from Houston last week, and they wanted to go to Dalton. Mm-hmm. And I go, why? What? Why do I need to tour Dalton with you? And her sorority headquarters are based there. So you've got more going on that will bring people to that village for a variety of reasons. But let's face it, this is the granddaddy of them all, having the Pope's childhood home. You said you were going to do it, Bert. You did it. Congratulations.
We did it.
We can't wait
Thank
to see
you.
What unfolds
Thank
next.
You.
And let's say it
Thank
together,
you.
Bert.
Sure. Yes, and call anytime. I want people in Chicago and the suburbs to know that they can come and visit as soon as we get it next week and we open it.
All right, nice work, good kid.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
Have
didn't,
a good weekend.
He didn't get it. That was a Lou Boudreau.
That's a Boudreau thing. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Thanks, guys.